Angel of Broadway is a new musical set on the streets of New York City in the late 1990s. Tells the story of Irishman Frankie Cunningham, who has seen his life descend from a peak that brought him success, fame and happiness into near insanity and homelessness. Gets its world premiere this Wednesday, June the 12th at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. Further performance the following night, all presented in association with the RTE Concert Orchestra. The musical, Angel of Broadway, is the passion project of its creator, husband and wife team, composer Brian Byrne and lyricist Casey Jones. Brian is with me in studio now, along with the star of the show, Fra Fee, whose most recent major role was in the Northern Irish drama The Ferryman. And as you may have heard and read during the day today, The Ferryman has just scooped the prestigious Best Play gong at the Tony Awards in New York. And you said to me, Fra, as we were coming to her, and you didn't stay up all night to find out. You were saving your voice for tonight, were you?
Of course, Sean, yeah. I'm a very true professional and I abstained from staying up all night to watch the awards.
So how did you hear that? How did the news come through to you?
It came through on Twitter, I think, when I woke up this morning about 9 o'clock. Yeah, it's really, really lovely news to wake up to. There was such an amazing experience doing The Ferryman. I did it pretty much on and off for about 2 years, starting off the Royal Court in London, then West End and Broadway. So it feels like a lovely bookend moment to that whole experience.
Yeah, I'll come back to what was involved in that, because we better talk about Angel of Broadway. I can see Brian getting angry already. Are we going to talk about The Ferryman?
I'm happy for the break. I've been working all day, so it's great. Talk away.
Angel of Broadway, where did the idea, I think it started out as something very different from what it has grown into, Brian.
Yeah. We started out an idea for a comedy movie about two Irish guys in a pub down the country in Ireland, and we tried to tackle that for about a year, and it just wasn't sitting right. And after about 23 drafts, it seemed to get darker and darker and a little more dramatic. And we were driving in the car and said, rather than have the main guy, this Frankie character, as a kind of a happy-go-lucky, let's make him desolate on the streets of New York, a heroin addict who's had a story. And I remember driving along with Casey, my wife, and I said, he could be the Angel of Broadway. You know, it's something. Think of a character, then we just looked at each other, and I don't know, titles don't say it all, but from that point then we said, okay, now let's rewrite and let's write a musical. Let's set it as a musical and forget the film idea and just... So we worked on the story then for another kind of 10 months to a year and kind of honed in on that, on the story.
It's funny enough, because oftentimes, and I'm sure this is an experience you have had, titles don't always come first. There's something that come much later down the process. But often they encapsulate a project in a way that you can't do early on. So it's interesting that it came to you, okay, after 23 drafts isn't exactly early on, but that the change moment was that precise.
It was. I mean, I can see it as clear. Yeah, I mean, I work on movies where the title, they sometimes change it right up until a week before open, So with this, we were just so sure, and that really set us off in another direction. And it's an incredible project. We've been working on it for 2 years and it's just a passion project, and we're so lucky to have Fra and this incredible cast, and it's exhausting. I mean, it's, to write a musical is a
big deal. Yeah. There are a lot of moving parts, let's face it, to actually make it happen. What's happening at the concert hall this week, you're going to do concert performances, so it's not fully staged, it's partially staged, is it?
No, it's a concert performance, so there's no helicopters, there's no stuff flying around in Miss Saigon. I always believe if you can entertain people in the most basic format, when I say that, I mean music, lyrics and story, and of course basic, but we also have a 55-piece orchestra and a 70-piece choir and a 16-piece ensemble, so it's a little bit glamorous, but it's...
Basic plus.
So, people will be reading from scripts sometimes and we'll be moving around and it'll be a very naturalistic setting, but it's a concert setting. And then what we're hoping is it was a deadline for us to finish this story that we've been working on for 2 years, and I've been, working on the score for a long time. And we have the incredible RTE Concert Orchestra, and they're helping us put it on. So
now, you're conducting the orchestra.
I'm conducting it. I've orchestrated. I'm the rehearsal pianist. I'm running around the transport operator. I mean, this is really a hands-on for me.
You really did need a break from the talk.
Oh yeah, this is great. Okay, I'm not playing the piano. Okay.
I'll go back to Fran and give you another little rest then, because you can tell me about the character of Frankie, because that's the character that you're playing. Is it coincidental that you're Fra? I presume Francis Frankie, and the character's Frankie.
In my contract, I will only be playing characters.
Called Frank.
Frankie's a really, really interesting character. The story essentially revolves around these brothers that for one reason or another have a massive fallout, and Frankie ends up, well, they both end up in New York, where one is a high-flying businessman and very rich, and Frankie ends up not quite in a good situation, you know. He falls to drugs and is a bit of a down and out. And I play younger Frankie, who sort of is the consciousness in Frankie's head, is played by William Byrne, the older version of Frankie. And there are flashbacks back to when Frankie's a young man in Ireland with his brother, and he falls in love with his brother's fiance, which is the sort of cause of the drama.
Yeah, that can cause trouble in families,
it
right?
It can
enough,
indeed, yeah. So it's wonderful. It's a really dramatic story, and it's full of love and all of those things that we can, you know, relate to, and revenge and everything. Mm. But it's glorious, glorious music to sing. The score is really exciting. It's really eclectic in terms of style, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit of it? Because you're going to perform a piece now, one of Frankie's songs. I don't know who's. Do you need to get to the piano first, Brian?
And
then maybe just before you go, Fra, you can give me the context of where this is, where this comes in the show, and what Frankie's singing about, and then I'll let you over to the mic.
Well, in this number, Frankie, as played by William Byrne, is reached pretty much a dead end in New York. Mm. It hasn't worked out for him. He was a Broadway star, but very much faded. And in his head, younger Frankie, who I play, reminds him of his lost love back in Ireland.
Right, okay. So love is at the heart of this piece that we're about to hear. Emily, My Love is, I presume, the lost love in question, because that's the title of the song. Brian Byrne at the piano and doing all of the directing from there, and Fra Fee, the performer.
I heard her passing through the trees. I felt her body in the breeze. She came to me like a broken dream. Oh, Emily, my love. I wrote her name above silver clouds, above them all. She came to me like the rising sun, Emily.
My Love, performed first there by Fra Fee, and that is from Angel of Broadway. And Fra, obviously with me in studio this evening, alongside Brian Byrne, who is the composer of the piece, and also you heard on piano there. I think I'm going to give Fra a little breather at this point, Brian, because obviously even just the emotional intensity of that performance has a certain demand on it. But what really struck me, you know, Fra was talking beforehand about the different styles. How conscious were you in that song in particular of kind of picking up on the slow air on an Irish style of tune?
I mean, that particular theme you heard goes through the musical in different guises. But we never, there's not a lot of Shaughnessy Irishy stuff in it, but this is his memory of Ireland. This is him on a park bench for 25 years, you know, shouting to the birds. Like, he misses this girl that's gone. He's lost love. So it's that she moved through the, you know, to the fair. That kind of
feel of it,
I think that as Irish people, we all know that song. We all know that sound. So that goes through, that motif goes through, but it then, it's set against jazz, it's set against kind of classical stuff and ethereal choir. And so it's kind of, it is an eclectic score. And then I think you've another track that you might play later, which is completely in contrast to that, you know, it's more gospely, more New York. So this is our...
Well, even the title of the other track, which is My Hudson River Home, that's going to have a different sound to it than somebody remembering Love in Ireland.
This is one of the later ones that we wrote. This was actually Emily's song we started before was more of a pop type thing, and just it wasn't honest to us. And the more we pared it down, it's just the simplest melody and the simplest setting. I mean, I was just playing a keyboard there, but you'll hear an orchestra and an old fiddle and bass drum, and it's very filmic. The score is what I love doing.
Well, you're no stranger to that film world. On the subject of the film world, I was really struck as I was listening to you there, because obviously Fred starts out with that, she moved through the fair field to it, but towards the end you get much more a style of, you know, big musical theatre, the big ballad, the big Les Mis kind of sound, a sound with which you are familiar because of the film. Actually, were you involved in the film version that was where everybody sang live on set?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was the very first time that was actually done in a musical film. So what we had when we were doing it, little earpieces, because obviously tempos change and there's push and pull, which was at the actor's discretion. And behind the set, there was someone playing the piano and listening to us with this muffled quality through the earpiece. And then to that, it was scored and arranged.
The top of that.
Exactly. It was quite an amazing feat, really.
Yeah, have you ever done anything like that in the film world, Brian, as kind of almost that live feel? Because that was one of the things about that particular production of Les Mis.
The movie Albert Nobbs, which was Glenn Close and Brendan Gleeson. And the original ask for that was they wanted quadrilles and polkas and all that kind of stuff. So I actually wrote waltz and quadrilles and polkas, and I had a booked a band, and they danced to that for 2 days. And the waltz that I wrote for that, which was just a Mrs. Baker's waltz, she was dancing with Brendan Gleeson, she'd been Glenn Close, called me up after 3 days and said, "That little waltz that you wrote, we have to write a song based on that." And it was pre-production, like Farrah was saying there, and then we ended up getting nominated for Golden Globe for that very thing. So it was, you know, that happens all the time. They're the best movies where you get to come in and do stuff live.
Where it's actually happening, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's closer to the stage type of feel, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Where things are happening in front of you.
Yeah. And you have a fiddle and you use the instruments and you use the things that are there, and then you go and re-record them afterwards.
And just coming back to this idea of, like, I was really, you know, touched by the emotional content of that as you were singing it, Fra. I'm wondering, you know, obviously you've sang in Les Mis in the film version, and you've clearly got a voice that you've been doing musical theatre for a while, but in something like The Ferryman, which is more of a straight play.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
How easier is it, if easy is the right word, to, you know, to carry emotion in music in a way that perhaps when you've just got words and action, it's a different thing?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we're telling a story anyway. I think musicals are brilliant because the music is helpful for the audience to know where the character is in a particular point of their own story. But with a play, it's just as wonderful to perform in, because you tend to have more words and if it's a good playwright, and it's a bit more naturalistic. So, you know, there are two different forms, but I love both equally. And you know, if it's a good story, then I'll want to tell it.
And the other thing is, you can't start getting all wobbly and weepy when you're trying to control breath in a song.
Exactly.
Like that. You
exactly.
You need to be on top of the technique of singing rather than anything else. I guess, Brian, if we're having the concert performance over the couple of nights in the National Concert Hall, the hope is that this might go to full production. Is this a kind of a tryout in that respect?
Yeah. It's always a tryout, and I mean, it's a very posh tryout with the full orchestra. But I mean, the hope and plan is that we do a fully staged production of it next year, hopefully in Ireland, and then we take it on the road. But we just need to you know, get full interest and all that kind. So it's an incredible showcase. We have the RTÉ Concert Orchestra and this cast is amazing. Fra, Kaz Hawkins, William Byrne.
Adele King is there in a small role as well.
And she's amazing.
I'm only going to get to play a little bit of it, but I'll use it to play us out. Explain to us what Lucia Evans is singing about here in My Hudson River Home. Something similar to Emily, My Love, but it's more about a love of place, I think.
Sylvia is a kind of a down and out character, and she falls on luck and she gets a huge opportunity and she sings this song. So she comes from down and out kind of, and ends up singing, getting an opportunity with older Charlie who shows her a new life. And while her friends are dying on the street, she's in this wonderful, massive concert hall singing this song.
All right. My Hudson River Home from the upcoming Angel of Broadway.
And darkness dances in. Oh, how this Broadway town goes on as others settle in. Where dreamers find the midnight moon, so blue it moves the sea. New York in my dreams. Bring me back. Watch the sun go down on my Hudson River home. To hear the city cry beneath the old majestic boat, where the skyline shines so bright, the spires above.
My Hudson River Home there, Lucia Evans performing from Angel of Broadway, which gets its world premiere this Wednesday, June the 12th at the National Concert Hall in Dublin in association with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. Further performance takes place the following night, Thursday. NCH will get you all of the details there. And it was Brian Byrne, composer, and Fra Fee, performer, who were speaking to me earlier.